Craig Newman felt that life was pretty unfulfilling with few prospects. Then a friend asked him if he'd take part in a documentary series called Benefits Britain 1949. The series follows people in different social situations as they try to live by the rules of the 1949 welfare state. This particular episode featured Craig, who has spina bifida, as a person with long-term sickness and a pensioner. Little did Craig know how much this experience would affect him. He told Louise Taylor what happened. Before taking part in Benefits Britain 1949, Craig had applied for over 1,200 jobs and only been offered 5 interviews. However, the documentary didn't tell the whole story. Before filming started, whilst Craig was in hospital, his benefits were suspended. He was left depressed and worried about how he would pay his bills or where his next meal would come from. His benefits were suspended because his full-time college course wasn't what the Department of Work and Pensions considered full-time. This was an enormous blow to Craig because the course was a first step towards fulfilling his dream of going to university. Today's benefit system had left him in a desperate position, where his only chance of survival was to give up on improving his prospects. Then Craig was approached to be part of Benefits Britain. He explained, "I was interested due to the historical aspect, the contrast really. What was it like for a disabled person in 1949? Were people better or worse off?" He was told that he would be asked to complete a series of tasks. "I said I'd give it 100%. He visited the supposed 1949 DWP office first and was met with a shock. He had not contributed to national insurance and therefore was not entitled to any financial support. He was given £7.80 from the emergency fund and sent away. "I was quite surprised not to receive any financial help under the 1949 system, but at that time the focus was more on war veterans. People born with disabilities just had to get on with it," Craig explains. Luckily for Craig, the 1949 system did reward a willingness to work, and there he had plenty of it. He agreed to attend an industrial training centre and was given an allowance of £100. "Surprisingly, it was more than my current job seeker's allowance. I enjoyed going to the 1949 training centre. It gave me the chance to prove to myself and everyone else what I was capable of." Craig started to believe that the 1949 welfare system was much more caring than the 2013 one. In 1949, everyone was treated as an individual. "It helped that the person assessing me had a good knowledge of spina bifida, so they knew what would be challenging and were more interested in what I could do." Craig's 1949 style assessment suggested that he was best suited to office work, and this was accepted by present-day welfare officers who were on hand during the filming. They helped Craig to find a day's work experience in a call centre. As with every task presented to him, Craig gave 100%, and shortly afterwards he was offered a job. Benefits Britain viewers witnessed Craig's emotional response. "My first ever job offer. I feel like a capable human again."